Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I love the fact that you're with us this morning on a Friday. A little chilly out there. There's a little bit of wind, too. I'm looking out the window. The flags in front of the library over here are flapping. So it's 12 degrees, and we've probably got a, 10-mile-an-hour wind out there, so it's going to cut into you when you step
outside.
Feels
really good when you leave the house today.
Yeah, so good. Warm that car up if you can. Sue Thomas will say, no, don't do that. People start stealing cars. But I know that happens occasionally.
But nowadays, we all have those, how many people actually have to put a legitimate key in the ignition? We all have those little things where as long as you have it on there, you bring it to the car, you start the car, then you get out of the car, the key's not in there, and you can lock it from the outside. So, maybe they could figure out a way to break into the car and steal it, but they're not going to go very far because the key's not in the ignition.
If you're dealing with some newer technology, you might be able to do that.
They can go real far. They just can't start the car
ever
again.
Wait a minute. New technology. My car's a 2016.
Well, my car won't go into gear.
And that's, I have that.
It's, if you've remote started it, it wouldn't go into gear without the key fob in it. But,
I'm not fancy. I don't have my remote start, Mark.
Well, I drive a 10-year-old car. I just got lucky. I bought it used, and it happened to have that on there. You know, the seat heaters and all that stuff. I just got lucky that because I didn't order it. I bought it used because that's how we roll. But anyway, if you're going to definitely want to heat the car up or wear something warm when you go outside this morning. All right, coming up, we got Jim Carafano is going to join us from Heritage. Of course, he is a national security and foreign policy expert. And, of course, he's a veteran, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Carafano. And I'm anxious to get his thoughts on the outrage that's going on around the country over the drug boat interdictions. The Democrats are breathless with how upset they are about this. I got to tell you, prime example of this. Like at the top of the hour, I'm out walking around here and I'm listening to other media. I happen to listen to CBS Radio Network News at the top of the hour. Now they played this. New controversy today regarding the drug strike. Democrats on Capitol Hill, including, Connecticut, is he a congressman from Connecticut or Massachusetts somewhere? Jim Himes is his name. Had this to say after viewing the video yesterday. And of course, Himes is out there talking about how shocked he was, and it was the worst thing he's ever seen in his life, and he just can't believe what he saw. He wants the world
desperate
to know
to make this look like it's ISIS or Al Qaeda, because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
So the news report ended right there, and they moved on to a different subject. They didn't counter it with
Tom Cotton,
a Republican like Tom Cotton, who would give you his thought that the strike was perfectly legal. He saw the same video Jim Himes saw. But this is bias by omission, and the network news does this all the time. They didn't want you to hear both points of view on that. They just wanted you to hear how outraged Jim Himes was. End of story. Move on. But if you missed it, this is what Tom Cotton said about it.
The first strike, the second strike, and the third and the fourth strike on September 2nd were entirely lawful and needful. I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs bound for the United States back over so they could stay in the fight. And potentially, given all the context we heard of other narco-terrorist boats in the area coming to their aid to recover their cargo and recover those narco-terrorists.
Yeah, well, gee, that's a whole different way of telling that story, isn't it?
You know, the congressman who was saying it was one of the most traumatic things he'd ever seen, I'm not, you know, saying it would be nice to watch people get shot. However, to say that it's the most intense, traumatizing thing you've ever seen, give me a break. You know how many ridiculous, crazy, traumatic things you've probably been shown
in that role? He's a drama queen. He probably said the same thing about January 6th.
Well, but it's really, it's for dramatic effect to make people feel like it's so bad. It's like what was going on with Gaza. You show the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, and that's going to make a lot of people want to get behind the cause.
Yes. No, I agree. I had to point that out, but I can't wait to get Jim's take on it about what's happening there and maybe what it's a precursor to. Because way back when, Joe Biden said we need to stop going after the local drug dealers and go after them working at the source. Well, the source is on land in Venezuela. Is that what's next? We'll talk it over with Carafano here coming up at about 22 after the hour. Congressman Bob Onder at the bottom of the hour. His thoughts on a lot of things because there's so much going on in Washington, D.C. In fact, I've already been texting with the congressman this morning, including the redistricting win in Texas. That was huge. The court announced that last night. They've given the approval to the way things were redistricted. They said it was clearly partisan and not racial. Which was pretty obvious. We'll talk about Amendment 3 being rewritten by the courts, the descriptor of it to try to influence voters. That's the only reason they did it. The court took the right away from Denny Hoskins to write the language for this, for the ballot, because they wanted it to be negative, and that's what they've done. And we're going to talk to the Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, coming up here at about 8:08 this morning. All that's still ahead. Right now, we're going to get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device.
Yes, he is. It's the strangest thing that Jake Tapper thought that was happening last night, isn't it? Except for the fact that he's a black man. That's the strangest thing of all. And lo and behold, there was even a picture of him on the graphic over Jake Tapper's head. That didn't make a bit of difference to Jake or CNN because they wanted to racialize this when there was no reason to.
What I'm saying is 77 million people don't care. They voted for him. And those same 77 million people
would do it again. Is it still that number?
They would do it. Well, you could say that it is or isn't, but the point is he's the president of the United States.
Stephen A. Smith battling it out on The View, man. The guy waded into the lion's den yesterday, and he didn't back down one iota. I'm not the biggest Stephen A. Smith fan, but that was must-watch clip, I have to tell you.
Why weren't all the phone numbers scrubbed and why weren't they connected and why wasn't there any geolocational data done? Now, that is either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence, and neither of which is acceptable.
Great, great question, Kash Patel. How did the Christopher Wray FBI go 4 years with all the information they have now without making an arrest in the pipe bomb case? Makes you wonder if it wasn't politically palatable to arrest someone who wasn't connected to whatever was going on at the Capitol. They wanted you to believe that it was.
Today we commit to stopping decades of violence and bloodshed and to begin a new era of harmony and cooperation between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda.
Pretty amazing. At the Peace Institute, the president of peace, Donald J. Trump, inking what, his fifth or sixth peace treaty since he got into office 11 months ago. Think about that. And maybe on the verge of a peace deal with Russia and Ukraine. That's still in the works. But it's a pretty amazing track record when you look at it. There's an intentionality to it. That's the point. Joe Biden spent 4 years doing nothing. And with intention in the last 10 or 11 months, by sending your representatives there to work on it, he's managed to achieve peace and people are not dying. Now we need to get him to stop killing Christians in parts of Africa. Mm-hmm. That should be next. And I'm sure he's working on that. So,
but he doesn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, remember.
Well, I mean, the applications were too late this year. But if he doesn't get it next year, you know how rotten that system is for sure. All right. Coming up, we'll get to Jim Carafano from Heritage and then Congressman Bob Onder on the Capitol beat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live, with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. We have to lock up the dealers for a long, long time, and we have to attack the source from which the drugs come. And we have to do that not a piece at a time, but all at once. And we have to do it now. And there's not any reason why we can't do that. We have the power, we have the money, and we have the knowledge.
Did that voice sound familiar? I mean, Joe Biden's voice changed so dramatically in the last few years that doesn't even sound like the same guy. But that was Joseph Robinette Biden back in 1989. Back in 1989, begging that we go after these terrorists. Think about that. I mean, that is, let's get an international strike force and hit them where they are. And it's just unbelievable how far the Democratic Party has fallen from when they were still in favor of law and order to what you see today. And that's where you see, and I've used this word twice this morning, which is a little unusual for me, but that's where you see the intentionality in what they've done. They haven't stumbled accidentally into being a party that supports drug runners and illegal aliens. They've done it very intentionally. They need to create chaos to win and to hold power. Chaos gives them power. They didn't let 20 million illegals in just for the joy of it. It's cost lives. It has cost resources. But at the end of the day, it helped them at the ballot box. Not because all 20 million were voting, but because of the census numbers and the way they count the census. We know that. We know that's what happened. But there was a time when Joe Biden in 1989 believed we should be hitting these narco-terrorists where they live. Well, guess what Donald Trump's done? He's hitting the narco terrorists where they work right now, and next he's going to hit them where they live. And you wait till the caterwauling we're going to hear when that happens. You know it's going to happen. You're going to hear that it's an act of war when Donald Trump drops bombs. Well, he probably won't physically drop bombs. He'll probably be guided missiles onto these cocaine and fentanyl production facilities in Venezuela. Because remember, Maduro is basically the head of the cartel there. So I don't know that we're going to have troops on the ground, but we're certainly going to we're going to have to hit those, which is what Biden has called for so long. And now it's the worst thing that Democrats can imagine. And somehow, with a flick of his wrist, the magician Donald Trump has gotten Democrats everywhere to care more about narco terrorists than U.S. citizens being injured by the drugs that are being brought into this country. I don't understand it. I don't know any Democrats are crazy enough to support that, but clearly there are plenty of them because you hear people like Jim Himes talking about the worst thing he's ever seen yesterday.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc., but they're desperate to make it look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
Yeah, this guy's so full of it. Yesterday they were talking about this and on CNN and whether or not what they're doing is correct. And listen to Joe Borelli, a Republican analyst, talking about these boat strikes when the Democrats, Jim Himes was one of them, had no problem at all with what Joe Biden did when he bombed a truck somewhere in Afghanistan that had children in it, or Yemen, or wherever that it happened to be. Or when Barack Obama was bombing an American citizen who had committed to Al-Qaeda. They didn't call that a war crime because those people were terrorists. They were designated as terrorists, the same as these narco-terrorists. Now they want to change the wording on it. Listen to Borelli yesterday.
Yes, because I'll read a quote that was also the Washington Post from the Obama administration. We use double taps all the time. Today's Washington Post. We use double taps all the time. You could have an initial signature off a target that's been hit. And if the person squirted, meaning they were injured, we would hit it again. That was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Joe Biden. The architect, Obama.
Was that in the ocean?
Obama. Because, this is the Obama
by your definition of what's in the Pentagon says.
I'll finish.
This is a war crime.
This is a war crime. The person who orchestrated the Obama drone program, right? The Obama drone program, which killed hundreds of innocent people, right? Innocent people, not drug traffickers.
Those were not war crimes.
The person who orchestrated that, the Democratic in the party in the Senate, actually voted to promote that guy to the head of the CIA.
Yes,
so this is full of crap.
Your position.
Yeah, Joe Borelli, they're full of crap. They've done the exact same thing in other parts of the world, but suddenly because it's the Donald Trump administration, it's the worst thing ever.
I would love to see the mainstream media play that clip of Joe Biden back from 1989 where he was all about this. He was like, make sure we hit them and we're going to keep hitting them until they're completely eliminated. And you know what? Let's go after the drug lords where they live. That was exactly what he had said in that soundbite. But you know that the ABC News and CNN, they would never dare touch that because that would show the hypocrisy with the left and Joe Biden, who was out there trying to criticize every move that Donald Trump did just because his name is Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, I guess that would have been the Bush administration, right?
That it would have been the Bush administration that he was upset with.
George H.W. Bush at the time that he was complaining about it. We have tried to get a hold of our friend J.J. Carafano unsuccessfully, huh, Kim?
Yep. I don't know. Maybe he's on a plane. Every time we talk to him, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm over in Asia. I'm over in Europe. It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm disappointed because I was hoping to get him on this this drug boat issue this morning, which is a big one. And it's going to continue making news. Wait till they do the ground strike. I mean, that's going to be next. I don't envision Donald Trump. I'm just telling you my take on this. My analysis of this is Donald Trump has no intention of putting American boots on the ground in Venezuela. Venezuela does not have the military capability to damage the fleet that we have sitting off their coast down there. So that's not a serious concern. What they're going to do is target the drug production facilities. And the people that ought to be paying attention to this are residing down in Mexico City. Because I have to tell you, the best lesson for the cartels in Mexico is to watch drug production facilities get blown up in Venezuela and understand that they might be next, that we're done playing, we're done talking, we've tried the war on drugs, stopping it at the border, prosecuting local drug dealers forever. Now we're finally taking Joe Biden's advice from 1989 and hitting them where it hurts. I think that's going to happen. I don't think it's about regime change as much as we'd love to get rid of Maduro. And then I think they're going to, you know, dare Venezuela to do anything about it, which they're not going to be able to do anything about it, except restart these, sort of like the centrifuges in Iran somewhere. They'll try to rebuild them, of course, at some point, because it's how they make money. They're making money doing this. There's a demand in this country for this stuff. You're not going to stop the demand, so you might as well stop the product. And I am fully in support of what they're doing. And like Hagseth said the other day, it's getting increasingly hard to find the boats because it's a suicide mission that they're putting these people on when they send them out in these boats. Tell you what, we'll ask Congressman Bob Onder what he thinks about the whole thing. I've got him straight ahead. We'll talk more about the Texas redistricting win when we get back right after the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc., but they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda, because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
Capital Beat.
All right, that was Congressman Jim Himes yesterday after getting a chance to see some of this video of the drug boat strike. He called it the most shocking thing he's ever witnessed. And we've got Congressman Bob Onder on the line now from the 3rd Congressional District. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be back.
It's great to have you on. You know what? I've been talking all morning about this faux outrage from the left on these narco boat strikes. And I just played a soundbite earlier from Joe Biden way back in 1989 when he was calling on striking narco terrorists where they live. And, you know, you finally got a president willing to do that. But unfortunately, the Democrats have moved far from that position now.
Well, that's right, Mark. I mean, the hypocrisy is incredible. Going back to Obama hit Al-Qaeda, ISIS and Houthi targets in Yemen. Biden executed multiple airstrikes against terrorist groups, and most prominently al-Zawahiri and then the Houthis in Yemen. No, presidents in recent years have not, we could debate that topic separately, but presidents in recent years have not hesitated to use American air power against terrorist targets. And in all honesty, the Venezuelan narco traffickers, if anything, pose a more immediate direct threat to the lives of Americans than some of these Middle Eastern targets. So the hypocrisy is incredible. And, you know, and Senator Tom Cotton describes that video very differently. He describes, you know, and you and I haven't seen it, but he describes these drug cartel members trying to climb back in the boat, turn it back over. It wasn't completely destroyed, apparently. Turn it back over so they could continue their mission. You know, again, I don't know what the truth is there, but the hypocrisy of the Democrats is quite obvious.
Yeah, I would say, and they seem so much more concerned. I said it's almost like somebody challenged President Trump. How can we make the Democrats support narco terrorists? And he said, "Hold my beer." Because now you've got them defending narco terrorists instead of being satisfied that those drugs they were carrying aren't going to end up in the United States killing our children.
Well, yeah, this is a pattern. Democrats really side with some of the worst people on our planet over the safety and well-being of Americans. We remember, you know, Maryland man who Democrats were so exercised about. Here the guy was a Tren de Aragua member. He was a domestic abuser. He was a human trafficker. And he had tattoos declaring his gang membership proudly. And yet the Democrats moved heaven and earth to try to keep him in the United States. Wednesday, I presided over a special order, a session of the U.S. House after the votes, after we had taken our votes. And it was the Democrat Progressive Caucus you know, condemning Trump immigration policy. And they used the word illegal probably about 1,000 times in the hour. And illegal, what they were really criticizing at every turn was President Trump enforcing immigration laws. So that tells you where the Democrats' hearts are on this issue, and they're out of line with the American people.
Yeah, it's crazy. We got Congressman Bob Onder with us this morning. A big win in the Supreme Court yesterday, Bob, on the redistricting down in Texas, which should bode well, I would think, for what's happened here in Missouri and in Indiana coming up.
Yeah, I hope so. Of course, Missouri's situation is different. Down in Texas, the Democrats were trying to allege that the new district lines constituted a, quote, racial gerrymander. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. It was quite obviously a map drawn with partisan goals to hopefully squeeze an extra five Republican seats out of Texas's congressional delegation, something that Democrats have done in the opposite direction much, much more aggressively. And you probably remember on your show in 2022 advocating strongly for a 7-1 map in Missouri. And Democrats were doing it. They were playing hardball while we were playing t-ball.
Yes.
Partisan district drawing is definitely legal. It's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats have repeatedly done it aggressively. So I think the Supreme Court's decision today, or yesterday, I guess it was not surprising. And hopefully the Texas map will yield some more Republican congressmen to continue the America First agenda.
What was also not surprising on a local level, but very disappointing, was the Missouri Court of Appeals basically slapping down the ballot language that our Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, had written for Amendment 3. And they've rewritten it. I guess you're probably not surprised either.
I'm deeply disappointed, but not surprised. Kim, this is a pattern. Missouri appellate courts, because of the way we pick our appellate court judges, are much to the left of the people of the state of Missouri. It's time that people realize this, and I believe time that we change how we select our judges. But yes, they rewrote Secretary Hoskins' language. It's a ridiculous a rewrite. Although I do agree with Attorney General Hanaway, the fact that we are keeping this on the ballot, I wouldn't put it beyond some of these liberal activist judges to have struck it down altogether. So that's a victory that we're going to be on the ballot. But no, the specific rewrites, they were exactly what Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry and what the transgender industry wanted. And so now we'll be, I think Denny will have the opportunity to appeal. I'm not sure whether he will. I suspect he will, because certainly he has nothing to lose. But it's a pattern, but not surprising.
Yeah, it's true. We're going to talk to Denny Hoskins here at the top of the hour at about 8:08. So I'm going to ask him that question. Bob, you saw, I'm sure, by this point, the subpoena that's been issued for Jack Smith. This entire case, I'm hoping the lid's about to get blown off of it. And if it comes out as some sort of a RICO case, I hope they take it back as far as they can.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there are multiple grounds. I mean, I think Jack Smith deserves to lose his law license. He deserves to be in prison from what I've seen. I mean, never has anyone in U.S. history politicized his office quite as dramatically as Jack Smith. I mean, the hypocrisy, I apologize if I use that word too many times to describe Democrats, of Jack Smith is just appalling. I mean, first of all, he prosecuted Trump over, Trump's handling of documents in Mar-a-Lago, and then he mishandled the documents himself. He tried to impose a gag order on the Republican presidential candidate for the United States. He subpoenaed Congressman Jim Jordan's phone records for 2 years. We're more familiar with this Senate phone record subpoenas. He got a gag order so that that Jordan would not know that his phone records were being surveilled. It's just incredible. This guy weaponized the federal government to try to persecute his political enemies, to try to keep President Trump off the ballot in 2024. These are the defenders of democracy, Mark, that the Democrats keep calling themselves ridiculous.
Well, I would agree. And now we've got the arrest in the pipe bombing case from January 5th. How in the world? They said, Cash Patel said there was no new evidence. We already had the FBI had all of this and sat on it for 4 years under the Biden administration because it didn't fit their narrative that it was somehow connected to the attack on the Capitol, in their words, not mine, on January 6th.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't fit their narrative. And I thought from the very beginning, I mean, when I heard about that, the riot in the Capitol on January 6th, I found myself wondering from the beginning, is this an agent provocateur action here? Kind of, a lot of people, emotions running high. Let's stir them up and then let's claim this is an insurrection to obscure the irregularities of the 2020 election. And I think the more we learn, the more it looks like this might be the case. But certainly anything that doesn't fit the Democrats' insurrection narrative gets swept under the rug immediately. And of course, the Biden administration had no interest whatsoever in the Epstein files. And then all of a sudden, it's an issue, come 2025 when President Trump is in office. So, the Democrats are not about truth. They're not about fairness, fair play, or democracy. They're about power. And anything that serves their lust for power is good, and anything that does it has to be suppressed.
Yeah, that's a great point. Congressman Bob Onder, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Great to be with you. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Have you too. Thanks, Bob. We appreciate that. As he mentioned, Denny Hoskins there, Secretary of State. We're going to get him on at the top of the hour to find out more about the the way they've rewritten the ballot language for Amendment 3 for the ballot next November. What Denny Hoskins tried to do to what the legislature tried and Denny Hoskins tried, not good enough for the liberal appeals court in the state of Missouri. And they've done the bidding of Planned Parenthood and the other pro-abortion groups. There's no doubt about it. All right, we'll get to all that and more. And Kim on a whim when we come back.
Kim on a whim.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about what I think is a really stupid idea that Trump proposed. Yes, I can support Trump and think that some of his ideas are stupid. And that was proposing a 50-year mortgage as a way to help with making it more affordable for people to get into a home. Because so often people feel like, I don't have the money for a down payment. I can't afford the mortgage with all the interest. So I'm just going to rent forever. Now, there's not anything necessarily wrong with that. However, you're not getting any equity, but that's why the proposal for a 50-year mortgage is stupid, because you're going to spend so many years just paying off interest and never actually even really touching the principal. And not only that, but you're really going to have a hard time getting equity. So if you were to, say, pull out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, well, you don't have much equity in your home. And really, when you break it down, the cost savings is only about 16%. It's not half if you were to, say, have a 30-year loan. So you might pay only a couple hundred dollars more if you were to have the 30-year loan versus the 50-year loan. So it's really not addressing the problem. And I'd ask people about their thoughts on this on our text line, which, by the way, is open, 314-241-9797. And I wanted to read a couple of the comments I didn't get to read earlier. And one of the texters was saying, illegal immigrants live in housing, which increases demand and reduces supply. Same with food, clothing, energy, and cars. Illegals use resources, which drive up costs. And then somebody else had talked about how he had received a first-time FHA loan, and you only need 3.5% down, bought a 1,500 square foot home with a 15-year mortgage and paid it down in 12. It is possible. Now, the key with the FHA loan, however, is not everyone would be able to get that. Because you have to be a first-time home buyer. And in the case with my husband and I had not bought a house, but my husband had. So with both of our incomes being combined, with him being on the loan, we were not able to get that. But my sister and her husband were able to when they bought their home years ago.
Sure, sure. So I don't know if it was originally Trump's idea. I know he floated it, and therefore everybody jumped on the idea. As somebody pointed out earlier, pretty wisely, maybe it's a starting point, because if you can get into a home and take a 50-year mortgage, which, again, I don't recommend, and you can harness, you can make those payments for 5 or 10 years, you could probably flip it back to a 30-year or even a 15-year mortgage if you could afford it at that point, and it would be a way to get into a home. But as Dave Ramsey pointed out, you played the bite earlier, I think, the difference in the payment and interest would only be about $300 or $400 a month on a $400,000 house?
I think it was a $400,000
house. So he said the payment is not dramatically different, but you're locked in for 20 additional years. Mm-hmm. It would be the banks pushing this, because they're going to make a ton of money on the interest that they're charging you over 50 years. So I don't know that it's realistic. I don't have a complete answer for it, but I do know the odds of your home going up as much as it has the last 10 years, the next 10 years is not great. So you're not going to build up any equity if you've got a 50-year mortgage.
Right.
It just doesn't seem like the answer.
I'm not pretending like I know the solution to make it where people can get into homes easier. It's challenging, especially if you have bought a home before and you don't qualify for certain loans like the FHA loan. This is just not the answer. And I just questioned, because I obviously read that message that someone said about maybe it's a foot in the door, but how many people are really going to take the time to go refinance? I feel like once you have that lower payment, which again may only be by $200 or $300, you're going to tend to want to keep it, because you'll say, well, I could use that money and spend it on something else. I could save that money. Well, will they save it? No. They'll spend it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's got a thought on this. Just had another friend, Jeff, text me that says he thinks it makes sense, because over 10 years, they're going to get significant appreciation in their house. And then, of course, they could always refinance it, because they'd probably never pay it off.
People said this guy,
at that rate.
This guy said someone doesn't care if they have equity, just if they can afford the payment. That's not us. We care.
Could be. Not smart, I don't think. Denny Hoskins, Secretary of State, coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.